Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Empowerment Place. This is your host, Valerie Burrell. Grateful and thankful to be with you all on this wonderful fall night. I'm excited. I'm excited to be with you to share this relevant kingdom teaching, and thank you to each of you who have joined me on tonight. We're going to just briefly talk about enduring. Sometimes we face struggles and we want to give up. But we're going to talk about the pain we go through in the process and the importance of remaining humble and growing, even in the midst of trials and tribulations. So, Father, we come to you now in the name of Jesus, glory, honor, and praise for this another teaching opportunity. Holy Governor, we acknowledge you as a divine teacher now. We thank you for what you're about to speak, how you're about to illuminate the word, that those who have an ear are able to hear what the Spirit is speaking. Right now, I yield every portion of who I am, that you, Holy Governor, might speak with power, with anointing, with clarity. Oh, God, in the name of Jesus, Father, I thank you. I give you glory. I give you honor. I give you praise. And we count these things done now in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen. Well, again, I thank and praise God for each of you who are here with me on tonight. As we share this teaching, let me get the Bible. That'll help. From 1 Peter chapter 5, I'm going to read in your hearing verses 6 through 10, and it reads this way. Humble yourselves, therefore, under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because the adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour, whom resist steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same afflictions are accomplished in your brethren that are in the world. But the God of all grace, in verse 10, the God of all grace, after you have suffered a while, make you perfect, establish, strengthen, settle you. Verse 11, to him be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Amen. It's powerful scripture, and I'm grateful to those of you who have called in. Bear with me because I'm working with one device tonight, so I'm going to attempt to get you in for those who desire, but we're grateful for those who have called in and for those who are on the computer lines joining us on tonight. So we're going to just share from the understanding of although we struggle, still grow. Now, when that scripture started, it says be humble. And too often when we're going through things, or I'm going to just talk about me, you feel in some kind of way. I'm feeling some kind of way. Feeling challenged because of life circumstances, sometimes feeling like you want to give up, but you understand that what God has called you to really is not yours. It is about him. This work is not to glorify you, but this work is to glorify God. So even when you're feeling some kind of way, you've got to get to a place where you're going to remain humble. Humble. Well, what are you saying, Valerie? I'm saying this. Don't let your britches get too big. Don't let your head get too big. Don't think you're greater than you are and that things won't happen to you, because things happen to each of us. And sharing with a conversation with our mentor last night, he shared some very, very real truths to my husband and I, and for those who were on our call, about not really recognizing what you're a part of because you're doing what's familiar. But then once you recognize what you're connected to, being humble enough to stay the course to fulfill what it is that God is saying. Now, I know to somebody that might sound a little odd. It might sound a little twisted. It might be like, Val, what are you talking about? What I'm talking about is this. When we say we want to be a part of God's plan, we want to do what God wants us to do, a little hectic, we have to remember that God didn't change his mind. And although it's not working the way we want it to work, we have to stay humble in the process. We have to stay humble in the process. Too often, because of who we are, when our flesh get moved and y'all know how it is. You have a plan for your life. You have a plan for how you want to get things done. You have a plan for how you're going to execute it. You have a plan for who it's going to work with and how it's going to work. You have a plan for all those things. And so you begin to execute based on what it is that you desire. But what you're doing is very contrary to what the Holy Spirit, how things are to be done. And so you begin to go and do it. You start out first yielding to the Holy Spirit to hear what the Holy Spirit has to say, and you're following the instructions, and things are going well. And then you reach a point where you're like, wait a minute, I don't like how this feels. I don't know if I can take the direction that's being revealed to me. I feel like maybe I've got to do something different. And so you, because you feel like you've got the ability to change your mind, to do what you want to do, to go where you want to go, to change things in midstream, you begin to do that. You're not being humble. You're not honoring first the holy governor, and then you're not honoring those who have rule over you. You're not fulfilling according to what the Spirit of God says you have to. And so then you begin to struggle, and you say, wait a minute, God, what's going on? Because this is a little bit too hard, God. This is not what I anticipated, God. Well, what do you want me to do? And he was like, well, why are you asking me what do you want me to do now when you begin to move according to what you wanted and not what I wanted? What are you asking me for? What are you trying to engage with me? What kind of response do you expect from me when you're doing things according to your own desire and not remaining humble to do things the way I said? Why are you not willing to grow in the process, which means you're not going to always get in your way? It's not going to always, it's never really going to happen overnight. It's not going to happen overnight. You've got to go through a process. I posted on Facebook a week or so ago that I was a proof producer. A proof producer, that's what I said. I'm a proof producer. And God says, Valerie, how do you know you're a proof producer unless you've produced already? And I said, well, God, I have. Holy Governor, I've produced already. He said, yeah, but did you produce overnight? And I was like, no. He said, no, you had to go through a process. And if you tell the truth about your process wasn't always easy. And if you tell the truth about your process, you were not always willing to do the process according to what the Holy Spirit had spoken. And if you tell the truth about your process, you were not always humble. And if you tell the truth about your process, you were not always honoring the voice that was speaking into your life because you thought you had the answer better than they had the answer for you. Yes, all of that is correct. I won't argue with any of that. All of that is correct. But I bless God to receive it. I had grown. I was able to now receive the truth about who I am, what I was facing, how I was facing with it, and what I was allowing the Holy Spirit to do in me to aid me in fulfilling my purpose in the earth. And so, you know, as we're talking about this, we're talking about the necessity of remaining humble, and we're talking about the need to being able to grow. And even when you're feeling pain in the process, you don't give up. You don't give up the fight because it hurts. You don't. You just keep enduring, and you keep listening, and you keep responding, and you keep shifting. You keep moving. You keep, come on, y'all. You've got to keep pursuing according to what the Holy Spirit is speaking and knowing that God is working the thing out for you. It's actually already worked out. He's just waiting for you to get in alignment, to stay in place and work it out the way the Holy Spirit is speaking. Be like, Ms. Val, you don't understand the people I deal with. Guess what? You don't understand the people I deal with either. Can we just keep it real? We all deal with some folks. And all the folk we deal with are not the best kind of folk to deal with. Because some of us deal with people which are a real test for us in remaining humble. Some of us work with people who are leaders over us. And we know that their intent towards us is not always right. But we still have to honor them because they're our leaders. Even if we don't agree, we still have to honor them for the fact that they are our leaders. We still have to remain humble and take the criticism and take the instruction and take all of those things and trust God in the process. Trust Him in the process. I'm getting excited. I'm exciting myself. Y'all don't even understand. Word is exciting me. She said, casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, as a roaring lion, walketh about seeking whom he may devour. And you can go see, go ahead. You can walk around, you can do all those things. But because I'm going to remain humble, because I'm going to remain in alignment with what God is speaking, because I'm not going to operate in my flesh and get out of character because I don't like something and because something doesn't feel right, I'm going to continue to strive and pursue according to God's plan for my life. God of all grace, who has called us into an eternal glory by Christ after we have suffered for a while. Some of us don't want to suffer at all. We want it to be hallelujah and roses every day. We don't want to have to toil for anything. We don't want to struggle for anything. We want everything our way. We want it to be a Burger King kind of thing where I get it my way all the time. There's no struggle. There's no strength. There's no need for me to be humble. I can just do my thing, and I'm going to get everything I want. This word said after you suffer for a while. Suffered for a while. That means after you've gone through the process, after some things have had to been cut off of you, after some things have had to be removed from your life, after you've suffered for a while, then will I strengthen you. Then will I establish you. Then will you be able to see the manifestation of the things that I've spoken into your life. Then you will see my glory revealed like you've never seen it before. But what's got to happen? You've got to remain humble. You've got to remain in a place of honor towards those who have ruled for you. And I'm not saying that they're controlling rule, but I'm saying those that mentor you, those that lead you, those that aid you in pursuing purpose. You've got to be teachable. Got to be teachable. Got to go through some pain. It happens. And a lot of times people say, oh, it's the devil. The devil is this and the devil is that. You know what? I don't give the devil credit when it ain't his. When I understand that I'm out of alignment, that I'm out of the will of God, and God has to prompt me to get back in place, I accept it for that and say, you know what? That's my fault. God, thank you for loving me enough to get me in line. Thank you so much for your love towards me. And then what do? I get back in line. I get back to the place that God would have me be, that He be glorified in me, that I am able then, after I have endured, after I have suffered for a while, that I am able to grow in this process. I'm able to grow through this pain, that God would be glorified with my life. I'm grateful tonight. I'm grateful tonight. Y'all, I didn't plan to stay on the line for the full 30 tonight. Amen. Right now, I'm walking the streets of Goldsboro, North Carolina. I came out of an event celebrating one of my pastor friends for his 12th year anniversary, Elder Willie E. Lewis at Pentecostal United Holy Church in Goldsboro. We're here to celebrate them, to step out for a few moments, to just let you all know that you've got to grow through the pain. Even if you're suffering in this moment and things are not happening the way that you think they should, even if you're not hearing what you think you should hear from those that are leading you or mentoring you or are giving you godly wisdom, insight, whatever the case may be, we still got to be humble. We still got to honor. Still got to remain teachable. And we've got to grow. We got to grow, y'all. We can't stay in the same place and think that we're going to get the hallelujah in. There is an expected end for our life. But that expected end, we receive it out of being obedient to God's plan. Are you willing to obey? Are you willing to endure? Are you going to start being humble for those who aren't? And for those who have been, are you going to remain? Are you going to honor your leaders? Honor the Holy Spirit that dwells on the inside of you. Are you ready to go through the process? Because the word said after you've suffered for a while, your while might not be the same as my while. But all of us have a process that we've got to go through. All of us have a process. But we've got to be willing to go through it. And while we go through it, we grow, we get better, we get wiser. Our discernment sharpens, change. We become a greater image of Christ, walking in the earth, that men may know us by our love, by our witness for him. Whew. I'm excited. I'm excited. I'm growing. Praise God. And it's my prayer that something has been shared with you tonight that's going to cause you to stay on in there and endure your process. Even if you're experiencing some pain at the moment, that you're going to stay in there. You're going to keep fighting. You're going to keep pursuing. You're going to keep pressing. And you're going to grow. You're going to grow coming who it is that God has called you to be. A man and a woman of God fulfilling purpose in the earth. We invite you on tomorrow morning at 5 a.m. We will be having intercessory prayer. If you have a prayer request, we ask that you please send it to me on Facebook, Valerie Burrell. Inbox your prayer request, or you can email it at empower_yourself@yahoo.com. If this ministry is a blessing to you, if you're being blessed by these teachings, we invite you to give. To sow a seed into the ministry to aid us in keeping the broadcast on the air, you can do that securely through PayPal. Visit our website at empowermentoasis.wordpress.com. Again, that's empowermentoasis.wordpress.com. As always, we encourage you every day, do something to empower yourself. But once you've been empowered, we want you to take the responsibility, power someone else. Now, Father, we thank you. We give you glory, honor, and praise for this time that you've allowed us to be together. We thank you for the seeds of this word that will be planted into the spirits of your people. God, that not only will the seed grow, but the individuals will grow. They will grow in grace and in understanding. They will grow in purpose, oh God. They will grow in wisdom, oh God, to do that which you've called them to do. Father, we thank you tonight. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you praise, and we count these things done. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. God bless you all. We love you. Good night.